الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about hijrah, migration from Darul Kufr to Darul Iman. This was something that was incumbent upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba, so that they could practice the deen freely without being restricted and disturbed. Because in Makkah Mukarramah they couldn't practice their deen freely, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba were now ordered to make hijrah and move to Medina Munawwara and migrate. Now of course, to undertake this hijrah, this is not something that is done very easily. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in the verse that we've just recited, Allah is giving targheeb to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba. Yeah, they have to leave their homes, they have to abandon their homes, their family members, their belongings, and they are going to a place they are unfamiliar with this place, and perhaps they don't have any wealth, any mal, any aqar, property, etc. in the new town that they are going to migrate to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them targheeb and encouraging them to do this hijrah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, whoever makes his hijrah in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his sake, يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً. Two things he will find for himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising them that two things they will find for themselves. One is muraghaman kathira. They will find on this land muraghaman kathira, plenty of dwelling places, a place of refuge, wasa'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says abundant rozi, abundant rizq, abundant provisions. If we look at this word sa'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said rizq, but Allah didn't say rizq. Allah said sa'a because sa'a comes from the word wus'a, and this means abundance. So wasa'a, it means abundant provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing them this. Allah is promising them this. There is one verse in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum were told that they have to migrate and move from Medina Munawwara and immigrate now to from Makkah Mukarrama and migrate now to Medina Munawwara. So there is one hadith that is mentioned in the books of tafsir that Sahaba came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said that now we are going to migrate, but remember in Medina we don't have wealth there, we don't have, the word aqar is used, we don't even have a property there. What do we do now when we get to Medina Munawwara? And that verse was revealed that how many a dabba, an animal, a creature, لا تحمل رزقها, it doesn't carry its own rizq, literally, physically, it doesn't even carry its own rizq. Allah يرزقها وإياكم, Allah is providing for that creature, and don't forget, Allah is providing for you as well. وهو السميع العليم, Allah hears what you said, and Allah knows very well the thoughts that cross in your mind as well. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising Sahaba that if you do this hijrah, يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة, as we said in yesterday's verse, فَأَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعًا. The land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. So there is no excuse for a person not to make hijrah from Darul Kufr to Darul Iman for the sake of deen. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever comes out from his home. Remember hijrah, literally if we look at the word hijrah, it means to leave, to abandon. And when we look at it from an Islamic point of view, from a Shari'i point of view, it refers to making hijrah from Darul Kufr to Darul Iman for the sake of deen. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, because Sahaba, Allah wanted to encourage them to do this hijrah, there are so many verses, numerous amount of verses in Quran that talk about the status of these muhajirin. And Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا. And down that particular verse, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. These people are hoping and they anticipate the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercies. In one verse, Allah says they are higher in rank as well. Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا. Down that verse, Allah says, أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. In the sight of Allah, they are far greater than others as well. So this is not something that is easily done. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised so much of reward for this as well. Now Allah says, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Whoever leaves his home, and he goes out now as a muhajir, إِلَى اللَّهِ, to Allah and His Rasul, ثُمَّ, in other words, for their deen, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then supposedly mort, death overtakes this person, en route, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. His ajr is already there, established by Allah. So he didn't yet come to the place where he was going to, so he didn't yet reach his destination, but subhanallah, his reward is already there, written for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because innamal amalu bin niyat, and the action is based upon the intention. His intention was to do the hijrah, so Allah wrote it that this person's reward is established for him. Wa kana Allahu ghafura rahima. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful.